Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Well, first of all, we have a lovely young lady called PC Katie Beeson, and she's a local bobby for Ryde, and she's come to tell us all about it. Good afternoon, Katie.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me here today.
It's a pleasure.
Not a problem at all. Now, Ryde, we were chatting off air, you do Ryde and Binstead, so they're giving you double trouble.
We do. We are doubling up on a lot of things these days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what does the local bobby do?
Okay, so we are the name designated officer for those areas. What that means is that you've got direct access to one specific officer, mm-hmm. for your patch. So for me, that's Binstead and the Ryde districts.
Right.
My other colleague, who also covers the northeast White sector, PC Trotman, is East Cowes, Haven Street, Wootton, Seaview, Benbridge, all those outer, more rural.
Oh, so he's
perimeters.
Got the more rural beat. Yes,
he has, but we do work very closely together because, mm-hmm. two pairs of hands is better than one.
Obviously, okay. Yes.
And so you are there. You go around the area on a regular basis and make yourself visible.
Yeah, we do. So lately, we've just upped our skills with the standard bike course, which means that we can be out on our cycle bikes a lot more. So that means that we can cover a lot more ground a lot more quicker, and we could do that night and day. So if you do see us out and about on the bikes, feel free to give us a wave or come on over and have a chat. Because between stopping criminals and in their actions, we will also stop and chat as well.
So do you have an electric bike?
No, we're all pedal power.
We're all pedal power around your way.
I think you ought to complain to the management.
Yes.
Get yourself a nice electric bike.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, you are a fully fledged police officer.
Yep.
You can do all the other things, and you'll join in with your colleagues when necessary.
Oh, of course, 100%. Yeah, we're both response trained as well. We've got quite a large background of a variety of skills between us both. Mm-hmm. Also do the level 2 public order stuff, so if you see the football games, or if we need people armed officers, then we can call those in.
Yes. Yeah.
We are one big team at the end of the day, but we just have that additional role of being the designated officers.
So do you go out on foot as well, or is it just on your bike?
No, we do go out on foot, we go out on car. If there's a way to get out, we'll get out.
Okay.
But basically, if you go onto the Hampshire website, you will find our contact details.
Okay.
So there's telephone, working mobile number, and an email address on there.
So people could contact you
literally directly.
Oh, right.
So it doesn't advertise our shift pattern, so if it is an emergency, I would say don't contact directly those numbers. It's more about ongoing antisocial issues that you're having problems with, ongoing neighbour disputes, things like that. You can, if we can help, we can try our best to do so.
Then you will get a certain amount of local knowledge of who to keep an eye on and who not, where to go to just make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, 100%. Every time we come in on shift, it's our job role to look through our safe searches of what's been going on, and our patch for the, if we've been off for a few days, we'll review those, what's been going on, see if we've got any repeat patterns, repeat offenders.
Yes.
We'll also look at intelligence that's come in. We get regular updates from people, other people on shift, people who are in the intelligence unit as well, who will point out exactly what issues are going on in our area, and we'll look to target those whilst we're on duty, and ongoing if it's an ongoing issue as well.
So you've got your regular shift pattern.
Yep.
But let's say there's a missing person.
Yeah.
And they're all out looking for them. Would you, at 10 o'clock, the end of your shift, go home, or would you carry on?
No, it doesn't quite work like that as a police officer.
No.
For the most part, in our role, we are quite protected in a way, because the whole point of us is to be able to keep connected with the community. So we do a lot of work in that respect. But at the same time, we are still police officers, and we will go with wherever the demand is. So if we've got problems on our patch, such as a missing person, then of course we drop everything anyway.
Yeah.
But even so, if we stop someone at the end of our shift and there's lots of paperwork to do, then we don't go home till that's done anyway.
Do you do things like going into schools and where younger people are and talk to them about issues that might be concerning them?
Yeah, we definitely do that. We have a wonderful team made up of the PCSOs, so the Police Community Support Officers. We've got a very experienced team in that respect, and we're very grateful for them, and they do a lot of those engagements either with us or on our behalf. There is a lot of education around safeguarding, use of mobile phones, things like that as
when not to use them.
Exactly. and what we're trying to sort of achieve of late as well is understanding what sort of things are missing in children's lives, what sort of things are going to keep them out of trouble as well, because there is a lot of funding coming forward with regards to the prevention of antisocial behaviour. So if anyone does have any ideas about what children need on our patch in particular, and I'm talking about not just Ryde and Binstead but the whole of the North East Wight, East Cowes all the way around to Bembridge, and we'd love to hear from you, because we can then put forward those ideas as well.
Brilliant.
Interesting stuff, isn't it?
Do you get any interesting questions from the school children that you can't answer?
No, it's more very blunt comments from very little children. Usually it will be something like, oh, my daddy actually drives really, really fast in my car, or something like that, along those sorts of, like, dropping people in it.
Does
more than
he?
Anything.
Right, yeah.
And your dad's name is? No, I get that. Yeah. I mean, little kids do open their mouths at the most inappropriate moment. I've experienced it myself, not with a police officer, but in a restaurant. you yourself, what decided you to become a police officer?
Oh, it's something that I definitely always thought I could do. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually start my life on this. I actually started off as a teacher, believe it or not, teaching PE. Then decided I wanted to go off travelling the world and get a bit of life experience. So I did that, did a lot of scuba diving and things, and come back home to settle down. And I've probably policed people without thinking about it my entire life, to be honest with you, because I don't like bullies and I like standing up for the people that can't stand up for themselves. And then the opportunity came up with a big uplift, and I thought, why not? Now's the time to go for it, and I've done it.
And, good.
By one, we can try and make a difference.
I'm pleased that you do. I mean, it's not something I could do. I'm sure not many of us could do that, but I'm glad that you do. And you deal with some pretty unpleasant people or some pretty upset people.
We've got a lot of vulnerable people.
Yeah.
And the problem is with our job role, it's always typically quite negative, because it's not necessarily that people were bad or anything along those sorts of lines. It's more the fact that they're at their darkest moments and they're making choices because of those darkest moments.
Yeah.
It's not about labelling people as horrible or nasty.
No.
And don't get me wrong, there are people whose actions are horrible and nasty, but there's, for the most part, there's a whole variety of reasons why people behave the way they do. And I wouldn't want to sit there and judge.
We're here to
be impartial. We're here to investigate what's happened at that moment in time and not pass judgment on people's lives.
So people shouldn't fear getting into contact with you or any of your colleagues over pretty much any matter that they think might be worthwhile the police looking at.
No, exactly that. At the end of the day, we have skilled workforce who will listen to those calls coming in or online reports, and they'll triage that as if you were to go to A&E and you have an injury. They'll triage that and set those priorities at that moment in time, and people will hopefully respond to that. There are times when things get reported and they actually feel like another agency, or there might be a different answer to that problem. So it might be that gets filed straight away. However, if there's things that have been filed, it's part of also our job role to look at what's been filed, especially things like shopliftings and stuff. Sometimes if they think it's something you're not going to have anything, we can also go through those and pick those out. And try and resurrect some of these as well. So
it sounds like you thoroughly enjoy your job.
Yeah, of course. I mean, every day has its ups and downs, doesn't it? It's a bit of a roller coaster of emotion by any means.
So they can find out your contact details for your patch on the Hanson Isle of Wight Police website, and they don't know your shift patterns, but say emergencies is 999.
Yeah.
Non-emergencies is
101.
I always get confused with the
And you've got NHS two options, because you could do it online as well.
Yeah, and then if you are around and they know you're around, they can give you a call and say, I've got this problem again, or whatever it was.
Yeah, 100%. And what I would say is, if it's something that's ongoing, so shoplifting, for example, it is an ongoing problem of ours. I would say that if you don't have the time, because at the end of the day, our shop workers work really, really hard, and in order for us to log those crimes, it can be very overwhelming. So do just keep a log, because we can always come in and pick up that log of information, okay, rather than having to report it at that moment in time. So just keep a diary of what's going on.
Leisha.
So I'm pretty sure if someone wants to become a police officer and you might need a bit of training, how long do they have to be trained for to become a proper officer?
Okay, so I think at the minute the current training is about 15 weeks long. It is something that's always being questioned and reviewed to see what additional training's needed. And then there's constant professional development going on anyway throughout your career. There's always training to be done. There's always refreshers to be done. It never, ever ends, I'm afraid.
All kinds of courses, I'm sure, are available.
Exactly
to,
that.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in.
No, you're very welcome.
And long may you stay on our streets and try and keep them as safe as you can, all on your own.
No, big team. We'll keep going. Big team.
You said, I cover Ryde and Binston. I think that's a massive area to cover.
It is, but I've got friends in places. I'll go and call them up if I need some support. Don't you worry about that.
Right, so I'd say don't be frightened. Contact the police if you need anything at all. If it's not for them, if it's a civil matter, they'll tell you that and they'll probably point you at the right place to go.
They will.
Please do approach the police. Obviously, if you see Katie in the street on her bike, so just wave, don't sort of stand out in front of her, just wave, say hello.
Give me a wave, call me over if you want me.
Yeah, and
she'll be pleased to talk to you.
100%.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.
Right. Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.